Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Everyone, and welcome aboard to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 265 shows and counting this evening. And I hope all you new listeners enjoy it and keep coming back, keep spreading the word, because we are the animals' voices and we must be heard. They deserve the rights to be granted, not ignored. So whatever we can do to make this world a better place to live for them and the futures for them, we have to do it, everyone. We cannot just stand idle. We have to team up and do what's necessary to help these animals because they're innocent. The animals are helpless and voiceless and defenseless, just like the elderly. And we must speak out for them because there's a lot of wrongdoing out there, inhumane treatment, abuse, neglect, torture, slavery, bullying, and there's no excuses for none of it. So everyone, you know, do your part, call your legislators. Our voices do matter, every one of us. And we have to, you know, step up to the plate and take action. Because if we stand idle, then there's no changes made. We're just, you know, spinning our wheels, and we don't want that. We want to see, keep the victories coming and, you know, just do your part. That's all it's asking. It's not that hard to do. You can find out on the show how we can do our part, you know, contacting your legislators, try to be professional and polite. And see, you know, make that email or, you know, write that letter, make that phone call, sign that petition, whatever it takes to get the word across that these animals deserve better lives and futures, because they do. I mean, they cannot, you know, speak to themselves. They can't call on this radio platform. They can't call the police. They can't go to court and testify. We have to do it for them. So I hope, you know, all you returning listeners, highly appreciate all your support here. And my name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host for Voices Carry for Animals. And this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. Marty Oakley, give a big shout out. Help promote me, help to promote the show every Thursday. And she's got some hot topics on them articles and on her shows, TS Radio Network. I did 163 shows on her network and then went on my own at the show 164 and kept the name Voices Carry for Animals. So if you go to the PPJ Gazette and on the search bar, put in Voices Carry for Animals, they all will pop up. So you can listen and share 24/7 on the PPJ. You can share at the bottom of the article and on the side of Blog Talk Radio. You can share from the left side of the screen to any social media site out there. You know, you can also, when you listen to this show, it's the same number every week, and I will be taking calls next 20, 25 minutes. And that number, you can log it in. It's the same every week, everyone. 310 area code 982-4270. If you're in the queue, press 1 and alert me that you want to speak, and try to refrain from any noises in the background. Conversation, TVs, radios, and you're more than welcome to come on board. Your voice is very important. So the more voices and action takers, and the bigger the audience for the animals, the better. Because we've got to get our word out. You can listen to this show worldwide, everyone. So there, I've had guests coming in from out of the country and all over the United States. So, and I appreciate that. A lot of amazing guests, every one of them, you know, stepping up to the plate and helping everybody. So just do your part and keep, you know, teamwork is so important, and getting the word out and taking action together. And because we are better together, and Ray Bittner, a big supporter of the show. And thank you, Ray, for all your support, listening out there. She always says strength of numbers. And that is so true. It's powerful. We can, you know, the power of the people. So just, you know, whatever it takes to get them changes made, whether it's human or animals. And one thing I did want to bring up a couple weeks ago, I was on Channel 8 WFLA News in Tampa, and during the storm, my father, ex-former professional wrestler Chief White Owl, aka George Dahmer, his 12th anniversary death was on the 23rd of May, and it was very sad and heartbreaking. I did do a article on his the situation my mother's in, where they mandated her to pay 50% of the punitive damages to help the quality care nursing homes. And I'll make this short and brief. Back in 08, my father was put in a nursing home temporarily because he had dementia. And he ran away from home. They Baker Acted him. And then after that, they wanted to keep him longer in a nursing home for evaluation for the meds he was on. It escalated. They were very found out later on. It was very short-staffed, which is not our problem, but it led to all this abuse and neglect. He could walk, talk, feed himself when he walked. He went in, and then 60 days later, he was in a mess. He couldn't walk, talk, feed himself. He had bed sores, stage 4 down to the bone, that led to his death, dehydration, malnutrition. Both rotary caps turned in his shoulders, where they dropped and notified the family 4 days later. And they had decubitus ulcers on the bottom of both feet, where later on in the hospital, they wanted to amputate both feet, where they put the wrong size shoes on him, lost clothes. I mean, this list is horrific. So there is an article on the PPJ Gazette I did write, and some photos, and tell about the laws and everything. If you want to visit, the news video is on there. Just go to www.ppjg.me and scroll down and just put, you can put my name, Debbie Dahmer, in the search bar, or you can put WFLA news and it should pop up. Also, because there's two videos out there. And also on my father's page, Chief White Owl, a pro wrestling legend on Facebook. It is also on there. If you press like and check it out and give your condolences, may my dad and best friend for life rest in peace. We'll fight till the end. He didn't deserve that. And no human being deserves what he went through. And there's thousands of them out there, ladies and gentlemen. We have to protect our elderly. I stand up for them too. And I see a sad situation. I did over 75 shows on Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network, guardianship abuse, elder abuse, nursing home neglect and abuse. And it's like pulling teeth getting help. And we're all going to become the elderly if God's willing. So whatever you can do, cross over animal lovers and help them out, you know, be highly appreciated. I have a group on Facebook that I admin, help stop elder abuse, trying to bring all the awareness and education and taking action. But I'm going to go ahead and go with the show. Dad, I love you. Rest in peace. 12 years in Cali, and I'll fight for you till the day I die, and my mother. And give her a big shout out this evening, Pat Dahmer, a.k.a. Moose. I love you, Moose, and you'll see your daughter fight till the end, okay? So we can't give up hope. And she's a wonderful mother who couldn't ask for two better parents, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So love you, Mom. Thanks for your support, and we're going to keep fighting, okay? And I'm going to go with the show, everyone. Like I said, in like 20 minutes, I'll be taking calls if anyone wants to call in and everything. Be a voice for the voiceless. They need us, everyone. It's an ugly picture out there, and there's no excuse for it. It's the year 2020, and a lot of these problems have rolled over from the 20th century, and it's still happening today. It still exists, and these animals are still suffering out there, a lot of them, and they don't deserve that. So please do your part, and, you know, we'll see changes made. That's what it takes, all of us. Don't stand there and do nothing, you know. Everyone matters, but not everyone cares. Be that person who cares more. Be a voice for the voiceless. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on one of the guests. I'm going to start out with Christina Anderson. And she's the Oregon state leader of Paws Across America Advocacy. How are you, Christina? Welcome back. And our topic, we're going to be rocking the airways, state-level process of legislating animal welfare bills, how people can get involved. How are you this evening, Christina? Go ahead, right
I'm
in.
Good.
You're live on the air. Yep.
I'm good.
Welcome back. Yes. Animal warrior sister.
Well, we try. There's so much going on.
Oh, I know it is. I mean, we've seen a lot of progress, but there's still a lot of issues out there. You know, so
yeah.
We can't just give up. We cannot stop, because if we stop, we automatically lose. You know, so. But you want to refresh the audience out there how you got started with Paws Across America. And also, we want to bring Cecilia Maida up, okay? The founder of Paws Across America Advocacy. She's had her kidneys are failing her, ladies and gentlemen. And she has been fighting for the animals for many, many years. And prayers go out to Cecilia Maida. I sent her, the link there, Christina. And if anybody can do anything to, donate, there's a fundraiser on Paws Across America on Facebook, the group, and there's a link to her fundraiser. Because, she's out there. She's fighting for the animals, and we need to fight for her life and hoping for a miracle to happen. Right, Christina? She's the one that started
all this. Yeah, she's an amazing, amazing woman.
Yep. But may God bless you, Cecilia Maida, and hope to have you back on the show soon. And keep the faith. Keep the faith and let the fear disappear. Right, Christina? We have to do that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and start up how you got started and what your Paws Across America Advocacy is doing right now. Go right ahead.
Well, pretty much retired from rescue and fostering because I got older, and was looking for a new outlet to work with animals and help out, and just kind of found Paws Across America Advocacy on Facebook and got connected with Jennifer Kennedy and Cecilia Maiden and talked to them, and they kind of talked me into taking over the Oregon group, which at the time had like 18 members or something. And I had no idea exactly what I was doing. I was not into legislation or, and that sort of stuff. And I don't know, it just kind of slowly but surely, it just kind of took over and started to consume me. And I found it very rewarding and very interesting. And and so highly important. It's the other side of rescue that a lot of us don't think about, and that's legislation and and our ordinances. And if we can't make the laws and then abide by those laws, then rescue is just basically a Band-Aid. So that's kind of how I got started. Right now, this is a short session, what they call a short session. So it kind of ended early. So there wasn't a whole lot going on. And then with this COVID thing, it kind of shut everything down. So primarily, we're just trying to get the message out there that this is a very crucial voting year. And everybody needs to vote animal-friendly. It's not just for the animals. It's for our environment. It's for our own sake. Animal cruelty is directly linked to human abuse, interpersonal abuse, domestic violence, elder abuse, child abuse, our mass shootings, our school shootings, and it also is detrimental to our own mental state when our loved ones and friends and neighbors have to work in conditions that are abusive to animals. So we need to vote in those who are animal friendly, have good backgrounds and voting scores that vote for progress in the animal legislation as far as wildlife, environment, companion pets, domestic agricultural pets, or not pets, but animals, because it will affect every aspect of our life, as well as the very short lives of the animals. So we're trying to get people to do a little research on your candidates. We've got candidates on a local level. You've got your state congressional leaders coming up. You've got judges coming up. You've got, presidency coming up. From your county to your state to federal, all of this, you need to do some research. And there's ways to do that that make it a little easier. So we're promoting the Humane Society scorecards, which if you go to hslf.org, they will give you all the scores of all your congressional leaders from every state and how they voted as far as the different categories of legislation that has to do with animals. Those that are on a state level, a lot of times if you go to the League of Humane Voters, or LOHV.org, you can find an organization within your own state that does the same thing and gives you the scores of all your state, House, and Senate representatives and how they voted on state legislation. And you'll want to go and just, call in, email, all of those that are running for a position in your county, your sheriffs, your judges, all of these people in these positions make a huge difference on the laws and whether they're carried out on animals, all animal abuse. And so do your research. Know where they stand, They're having a lot of virtual town halls that you can call in on your different candidates and on all levels. And if they're not doing any campaigning, hard campaigning with, town halls and stuff, just email them. Ask them, hey, where do you stand on this? How do you see this? Find out where they, where their mind's at. Because it is so important for not just the animals, but for all of society, that we have respect and take care of animals. If we can't take care of the lesser of us, we're not going to take care of each other. So that's kind of what we're doing right now, since everything else is pretty much on hold. We had to cancel our spring rallies, and we'll see what happens this fall, whether or not we'll have a fall rally. But so everything else is kind of on hold. But this is highly important this year, because we're going to be voting in a lot of new people. We're going to be voting in a lot of those already in office. And we need those who could see the bigger picture. Our animal abuse on a domestic scale is directly linked to child abuse, elder abuse, and domestic violence by 89%. And that basically means that if your neighbor is abusing their dog, there's abuse going on, an 89% chance abuse going on inside the house with the loved ones that they live with. So it's a huge link between how we treat our animals and how we treat each other.
And that's sad, too, because there's no excuse. Abuse and neglect are crimes, you know, assault and all of that. There's no excuse for it. So we have to stand up, get harsher laws and stiffer penalties. You know, we got to do something because there's a lot of them that's getting a slap on the wrist that I see.
And that's where your judges and your sheriffs and when you're voting them into office, make sure that they're tough on animal abuse, you know. Do some research. Ask some questions because the laws and stuff are only as good as those who uphold them and enforce them. You know, and if your police departments and your sheriff's departments and your animal control, all the way to your judges and so on and so forth, aren't enforcing the laws and penalties that are on the books, then it doesn't do any good. We all raise children, or most of us have, you know, or been around children, and we know a slap on the wrist doesn't do anything, you know. You have to sometimes hand down harsher discipline. And humans are, you know, adult humans are no different. You know, they're not going to change. They need evaluation. And this crisis that we're going through in this country and the upheaval in this country as far as civilly has brought out a lot of abuse and has brought out a lot of anxiety and anger. And animals are they're taking the brunt of it. And all of this aggression has got to be dealt with.
Right.
I'm a firm believer in an animal abuse registry. That's one of the things I'm really trying to push
too.
Here in Oregon.
Yes. Yes. Definitely.
We're hoping we can get the legislation moving on that next legislation session, which will be a long session, and we can get a few more things out there and work on a few more things. Short sessions, kind of just that, they're short. You don't have a whole lot of options. But you know, people can get involved if you get into find out what type of different organizations are in your state, your HSUS, your ASPCAs, your ALF, We Can Save Them All. There's all kinds of national organizations that are doing legislation in states as far as animal abuse, puppy mill abuse, wildlife abuse, so on and so forth. And you can get involved by just supporting them. And I don't mean supporting them necessarily with money. That always helps, too. But be at the Capitol. Testify at a legislative hearing. You know, sign the petitions. Call your legislators. Call your, you know, your governors and your mayor. Let your opinion and where you stand on this be known. That's what they're for. They can't vote on something in a legislative session if they don't know how many of their constituents, you know. And your constituents are the ones that vote them into office, so they want to make you happy. So if you're all for a bill, call them, email them. They may not respond back directly, but they get those emails. They get those calls. They're all recorded and registered and archived. They know.
That's good because they, you know, I know that one petition, it's called Petition, and it's a number 2 Congress. Have you ever seen that petition? It's got
a
lot of stuff on there, yes. Especially about the Animal Abuser Registry. And the last time I seen it was 137,000. Now, it's been going on for a couple years, so I hope because it's a national one. And I hope the petition holder does something with it because, you know, with these petitions, if you just – they keep floating around and the signatures aren't downloaded or given to our politicians, it's not worth anything. You know, it's just like not even taking action. So, you know, if you have a petition, do something. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We did a petition for the Animal Abuse Registry and also one for puppy mill shutting down pet stores selling from puppy mills and so on and so forth. And we got over 100,000 signatures on each one of them. And
wow.
CARES 2, wonderful. I have to give a shout out to CARES 2. They sent me, printed out every last one of those 100,000 signatures and sent it to me via FedEx. And I walked into our legislative office here in Oregon State Capitol with this huge box of signatures and just kind of plopped it up. I mean, they're not going to look at each one of those signatures. And in a state, they really only care about the signatures from their constituents. From Oregon, they would only care about Oregon, you know. So CARES 2 went and gave me a separated amount and gave me a PDF with just Oregon signatures. And we had like 12,000 Oregon signatures. So I pretty much just plopped it on the desk during a legislative hearing as a paperweight and said, this is how many people support this across the nation. This is how many people support this in Oregon. You know, so it does make a difference if you do something with it. But like you said, you've got to use those. They've got to be sent, you know. And if you can print them out or have them printed out, it makes a huge presence in that room, that huge box of signatures, even though they won't look at them. They won't read the comments, but they see this, and they're like, wow, that's a lot of people, you know.
Yeah, they do.
And CARES, like I said, CARES 2, it was wonderful working with that with them, you know, out of all the different petition sites, you know, they sent us signs and they did it all at their cost. So I have to give CARES 2 a shout out.
Yeah, because that's a really good petition. That change.org, you know, the Congress, or I'm sorry, petition and number 2, Congress, that's a really good one too, you know.
Yeah.
And you can share them, all of them. I mean, from We the People on the whitehouse.gov, that's also a good one. You need,
yeah,
100,000.
You can go through and there's all kinds of petitions out there. If you go to any of their, you know, websites and just kind of search through, put in there what you're looking for, and you know, if you don't see what you're looking for, then make one. It's real simple. It's not, you know, it's not hard. They'll help you, you know, to with the language and with images and stuff so that your petition really catches on, you know. And if you go to, also speaking of gov.org, if you go there, you can find out the different congressional legislation that's going on as far as animals, whether it has to do with agricultural animals, which right now is highly under attack. This administration just allowed for the speed up of the conveyor belts, which means more animals slaughtered in an hour's time than was recommended. The FDA and the CDC FDA are pulling a lot of their a lot of their inspectors off of the line, and these different slaughterhouses and stuff will be inspecting themselves, which is just ludicrous if you ask me. But the speeding up of the line causes cruelty, because a lot of times, you know, trying to keep up with the line, these animals aren't completely dead by the time they go on to the next station. And it also is very hazardous for the workers. It's very hazardous for the consumer because a lot more fecal matter and whatnot gets on the meat. It's a horrific thing. I mean, and this is something that was approved and started in January. And so these are different things that are going on that they're not really talked about on the news. They're not, you know, different legislative bills that have to do with animals. They don't get the spotlight. And you know, like so, if you go to gov.org, you could see the different legislations coming up. Contact your congressional leaders. Tell them to, you want them to support this or you want them to not support this, you know. But you have to do, you know, as voters, we have to do the research because it's not being presented to us. A lot of times these bills come and go, and we never even know about them. So you have to go out and do a little bit of research and find out what's going on in your state as far as animal welfare bills, and find out what's going on with animal welfare bills on a congressional level and federal level. Because they're not being talked about much, you know. I mean, if you sign up with different organizations, Sierra Club, and you know, all these different large organizations, you can, they can kind of help you keep updated on some of the animal legislation that's going on, and that's always good too. But go to gov.org and type in animal welfare and find out what's out there. And then do some research, you know, read the pros and cons, find out what this bill really means. Because sometimes they're hard to take in, you know. It's not written in layman's terms like most of us need, you know. But you know, you can find out what it is, and you know, and just after you Google it, see what, you know, what others are saying about it, see what other groups are saying about it, find out the ins and outs about it, you know, and then voice your opinion.
That's right. Your
opinion
matters.
In this country,
matters.
Consumers,
I mean,
and voters
voice.
Have so much more power than they realize. You know, we have the power to stop the agricultural abuse. We have the power to stop the lab abuse. We have the power to stop, you know, the fur abuse and domestic animal abuse, the wildlife abuse. And a lot of that has to just do with how much you pay out money and for consuming different products. If you go and, you know, only get products that are animal friendly, and there's different apps you can get for your phone. There's the Bunny Project and a few other, you know, apps that you can get. You can go to the Beagle Project. They have an app. And then you just scan the product at your local store, and it'll tell you whether or not it has anything to do with abuse, whether it's palm oil that's, you know, burning down the orangutan forest or, you know, the rainforest, or whether it, you know, they were tested on animals, whatever the situation is. And as a consumer, if you buy products that are animal friendly, you're making a huge, huge impact on industry. And right now this country is ran on industry. They're running our government. They're running the show. So as consumers and voters, the power is in our hand, but we have to take the time to do something about it. And it takes a little bit longer to scan the products, but after a while you just kind of know what products are do what and what companies do what and so on and so forth, you know. But you have to educate yourself.
Right. That's amazing right there. Make yourself aware. Don't close your eyes, your ears, and your mouth when you got to learn. We learn, you know, something every day. There. And Christina, I'm going to go ahead and bring Jackie on. You stay on there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we got some battles across the administrator. How are you doing this evening, Jackie? Welcome back to Voices Cared for Animals. This is awesome.
Thanks,
another
Debbie.
Animal
I'm doing well.
Sister. All right.
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm sorry about your father, by the way.
Okay, it was so sad. Devastated. He should have never went through what he did. He had family or no family out there. You know, no one cares. You know,
I don't know. I might lose you. I really am getting a broken signal.
I am too.
Can you now? Can you wait?
Are you?
Let me see here.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Okay, you know? Oh, here we go. I was moving around a little bit. Can you hear me?
Still a little broken.
Yeah.
Still a little bit broken.
Yeah, we're
okay,
getting about every other word.
Okay, go ahead and speak, Jackie, okay? Because I'm going to try another way to come in. But go ahead
okay.
and tell me a little bit about yourself, okay? Go ahead.
Okay, well, I got involved in TAWS when Cecilia Maida and I were friends on Facebook, and we used to just chat back and forth about animal rights and different things. And before I knew it, she had me pulled in. I'm in Washington State, and she's in California, and she had me helping her out with doing some undercover investigation work of some shady rescues here in Washington. And before I knew it, she had me pulled into the PAWS arena too. So she's a very persuasive person, and I'm hoping that she heals up well soon so she can get back in her game, because she's the best at it. And you know, I don't know an awful lot that I can add to what Christina's already said. She's always so prepared, and she knows her stuff, and she's covered pretty much everything that's of importance. The only topic I can think that we haven't touched on, and I guess everybody's kind of tired of COVID overall, but the one thing that happened that really concerned me was when all of the news media was covering the emptying of the shelters. You know, they were so excited the shelters got emptied because everybody was staying home due to the COVID virus, and so they were going to shelters and adopting all the animals. And I just, you know, my deer radar went up, and unfortunately, it's come to pass exactly what I was afraid of. The people that adopted all of these adorable, helpless dogs and cats over the first few weeks of the COVID virus are now abandoning them at the shelters or just dumping them. And they don't cover that as much on the news as they did, oh boy, we got our shelters empty for the first time ever. So, you know, when you do decide you want to adopt an animal, you have to know that it's a lifetime commitment for them. You can't just take it on as something to entertain yourself with. And sadly, I think that's what a lot of people don't realize, you know, and they don't, and the shelters, they don't educate people about the decompression period needed by shelter animals above and beyond any other animal you get from any other place other than possibly, you know, the pet stores. But they have been confined to these shelters where there's dogs and cats, you know, crying 24/7, and the people that work there aren't always kind to them. They've just been traumatized, and it's, you know, I could go into a lot of bad things that I've seen over the years with what happens to them by the handlers in the shelters, and, you know, and they're surrounded by this fear. You know, they're very attuned with that, and they pick up on all the other animals' fear on top of their own. So, you know, it stands to reason they're going to need a few weeks, if not months, to decompress and become who they're going to be, so to speak. So I just wanted to throw that out so that people, you know, will think twice before they take on that responsibility, because that's what it is. It's a responsibility, and, you know, dogs are just like children. They require discipline, you know, in a gentle way, and they require training. They don't just come pre-trained. You know, you have to make sure that you realize that it's a responsibility and you need to commit to it.
That's
and
right.
Financially
in
as well. They get
that's,
financially.
That's so
oh, yeah. It can be so expensive. You know, I've got, now I'm down to two cats and two dogs. I just lost one of my longest cats here about a month ago. So it's hard, you know. If you love them, it's really hard to let them go. You have to know when it's time, and that's one of the hardest decisions you'll ever have to make. But it's, you know, the cost. You know, I've got a little dog that was just diagnosed with diabetes, and she's got some incontinence issues, and she's 10, and, you know, she's you know, just a medium-sized dog. It's, you know, she's not a big one, so I thought that she'd have a much longer quality life than what she's got. And it's, you know, cost, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars already, and we're only a few months into it. So, you know, and I had insurance on her, but the insurance was getting so ridiculous in their scrutiny of any claim I submitted, I dropped it. And then this happened. So if you got the insurance, keep it on there. It's worth every penny.
Yes, it is.
There's lots of insurance companies out there, and I have been looking for a good one myself. And so I really suggest that when people go to get insurance, you know, check out the Better Business Bureau. The insurance for pets has been around long enough now that there's a good case file at the Better Business Bureau. And not all of them are as they say. Not all of them are that good.
No,
also talk to your vet
true.
And find out who your vet would recommend and who they accept. Not all vets accept all insurances.
Yeah, but
insurance is a great
idea.
It's just kind of still in its infancy, I think, and needs a little bit of scrutiny.
Yeah, exactly.
But they can get costly.
When you've got multiple pets, it can get costly. That's true. And I know people that buy the premium insurance and they, you know, end up paying, you know, a couple $100 a pet. And if you've got four, you know, five pets, it can end up costing as much as a house payment. It's you know, not necessary always to get that premium insurance, but just something. And a lot of them want you to pay up front and then wait around while they, you know, scrutinize your claim before they decide if they're going to pay anything at all. And the one that I had, you know, had been really good in the beginning, and then they got taken over by another insurance company, and they started just nitpicking and denying everything, so it wasn't worth keeping them. But as it turned out, you can't get new insurance now on an animal that's been diagnosed. So,
yep. Pre-existing conditions.
No, just like a human.
Animals are more like humans than we realize.
Yeah, they truly are. And actually, they're probably more human than a lot of humans I know.
Yeah.
That's true. You know,
just as a brief update on Cecilia, she's her kidneys have failed. They're not failing. They've completely failed now.
Mm.
And she's in that really dangerous time because her numbers, she keeps having to go in and have transfusions. And, of course, with the coronavirus, that's extra dangerous. And her kidneys are so huge, it's, you know, squeezing her heart and her lungs and pretty much everything. And there is one donor that's, you know, kind of in the final phases of seeing if they're going to be approved to be a donor. And so, you know, keep her in your prayers. She needs them.
Yes, definitely. That's Cecilia Mader, everyone, the founder of Paws Across America Advocacy. Please say some prayers for her. Visit their Facebook group on there for the fundraiser for her. And because she fights hard for the animals, now we got to fight hard for her. And that was just some, you know, heartbreaking news I just heard. So, Cecilia, I know one day I will be in contact with you, but bring some strong prayers in. Let's see this go for a miracle. Pray for a miracle. That's what she needs. And we're out here. We're not. And you've got a great team going on at the Paws Across America Advocacy. You can find them on Facebook, everyone, under, you know, just put in the search, Paws Across America. And each state has its own group. So if you're in Florida or California or Michigan, whatever state you're in, you could ask to join. Just go Paws Across America, you know, Oregon or Illinois or New York, New Jersey, and you can ask to join and see how you can help out. And, you know, come to these rallies that's going to be starting up. You know, do your part. Get the awareness out there because there's so much out there that needs to be in the spotlight and focused on. It's been going on for so long that it's unbelievable, okay? So We want to, you know, there is progress being made out there. I know that for a fact by doing these shows, but and you know, seeing it on the social media sites. But there's yet so much to be done, and we'll reach. You know, it's a long road ahead, but we will reach this destination all in good time. So please, everyone, do your part. Put a little love in
Absolutely.
Your heart and do your part. That's what it takes. Because we are the animals' voices.
Anybody that, that wants to take a more leadership role in their state, please join. We're in desperate need of leaders that can not just social media to take care of the page group, but also leaders who are willing to do the rallies and do the work. And so anybody, whatever state you're in, if you feel like you want to take a more hands-on, let us know.
Yeah,
well, and how would they contact you to do that there, Christine and Jackie? If they wanted to be a leader or, you know, get more involved with the rallies or whatever, how would they get a hold of
you?
Would it just a group?
They just need to join the groups to start with. And, you know,
okay.
Just send in a request to join the group. And then all I have to do is, you know, post a message to Christina or me that they'd be interested in considering a leadership role for their state. And we've got so many states that need that that dedication to wanting to help make change. You know, and Christina is awesome. I'm afraid I lean on her probably a little too much to help them, guide them, so that it's much easier for them. So her tutorials are amazing to get them off in the right direction and giving them cues on what to do and how to set up a rally. And, you know, we both try to help them as much as we can. Sometimes if they hear, you know, they have to actually do some hands-on work, they tend to be shied away, which is sad because anybody's effort is going to be greatly appreciated, just any amount.
Every effort counts out there, everyone. So, you know, whatever you can do, when you're on social media, press that share button, because that right there alone is, you know, gets out there in the news feed, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter, you know, LinkedIn, Pinterest, you know, call
your
state legislators. Oh, am I breaking up again?
Oh, yeah, plus it sounds like you're in an echo chamber.
I don't know if it's... What is going on? Because I changed. Hold on a second, okay? But go ahead and talk while I get something situated here.
They can also find Paws Across America on Twitter as well.
Yeah, I don't tweet.
I'm on Twitter. I don't Instagram. I tried the Instagram thing and it lost me. But
yeah.
I don't have any pictures anyway. I try to avoid those. But yeah,
yeah.
We are on Twitter. Cecilia's on Twitter and I'm on Twitter under Oregon Paws Across America. And then
yeah,
we can kind of, you know, kind of covers all states.
And we've got our international one that, you know, it's got over 5,000 members in it. So I think that's the one that people tend to gravitate towards. And I always try to encourage them if they're in there to join their own state group, too, to help bring their views to that state. All they have to do is get I don't know about Twitter, but on Facebook, you just type in Paws Across America, it'll bring up a list of just about every one of them.
Yeah. Or if they just send a message, a PM to either you or me, and you know, and I'll help get their state group to them as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, the does Twitter have groups? Or is it just the like steady stream like Instagram?
Does it have what?
Groups.
Oh, it does. But I'm just I started the Oregon Paws Across America group, but it's more like I cover everything, all, you know, mm-hmm. kind of like our main group. Instead of having 50, I have a hard time keeping up with Facebook. Keep up with Twitter too.
Yeah.
So
trying to keep up with both.
Yeah, so if they just if they go into Twitter and they look for Oregon Paws Across America, it covers everything that's going on in America, and you know, as far as legislation and different hordes that are going on, and good stuff as well. Good stuff also.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you are really good about keeping updated and all that information. And where to go, and you've been blessed to have a lobbyist help you kind of figure out the ropes in the state capitol. So,
oh God, yes, he saved me years of trying to figure it out myself.
Mm-hmm, it's a tangled mess.
Give a shout to Matt McMillan because he's been wonderful. He's got me in the door, and I ran the halls with him. Literally running behind him.
Literally.
He's quick. And the Capitol is fairly good size, and I'm old and crippled.
Yeah.
But, I learned a lot from him, and it's been amazing.
Yeah, he's been a real bright light in the rescue arena here. Did he ever manage to get his was it a grandchild or a child he was trying to get adopted for?
His daughter, yeah. He was waiting to buy a house. He just bought a house in Lake Oswego. And
oh, cool.
So he'll probably he has to kind of coordinate with the mom too, because you know, his daughter lives with mom primarily. So mom's got to okay it too. But So we'll see how when it's he just moved in. He just got his furniture like a week ago in his house.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
He's got a place to get some.
Yeah. They all got, I think he bought it all online and they
Walmart
delivered it.
Furniture.
But so that was kind of put on hold until he found a house and that sort of stuff. So.
Well, I'm glad he found it, making progress anyway.
He's found a beautiful place, too, so he'd be pretty happy there.
Great. I'm happy for him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just further away from me now.
Did I tell you that Cecilia and I connected when we went down south? Yeah, that was
I don't know if it was you or Cecilia, but one of you sent me some pictures.
Yeah, I didn't, because I hated those pictures.
Oh, it must have been Cecilia then. Yeah,
it
she sent me pictures.
She promised me she wasn't going to share them anywhere. She's funny. No, she's a little gal. I mean, I've expected her just the average size, but she's actually very small, except for this, you know, triplet size tumor coming out of her kidneys. Okay, now we've got static, but we still don't have Debbie.
Okay,
no.
I'll back. Hello,
okay.
Jackie,
you're
and
back.
Christina, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you sound good now.
Okay, good. I switched phones, so I don't know what's going on. I got to fight them from all angles, even the airwaves.
Oh.
I got to fight Facebook. What gets suspended?
They're attacking. We're under attack.
We're under attack. It's a constant fight.
Yeah,
that's true. Uphill battle.
Yep. So it's no big surprise. Yep. But I want to really give you and your staff out there a big, huge shout out for all you're doing, because you got ladies are relentless, you know, and that's what it takes. Is you know, teamwork and coming together as one, and you know, you know, I hear this sometimes is people say, oh, nobody cares, or it's all about money, greed, you know, and or they won't do nothing. Well, you won't know that they won't do nothing unless you contact them and they don't do nothing. So everyone, area code 202-224-3121. That's how you find your state representatives. Press, or they're going to ask you your zip code. And then this is a business hours Monday through Friday. And ask to speak to your representative or senator after hours. You can call even on weekends and leave a voicemail. Or you can email them on, you know, find your representative on a search, put your zip code in. You can write them an email. I contact them from all angles to, you know, give my opinion. But just doing it myself is not going to get nowhere. So we need a village out there. Strength
yeah,
in numbers.
The more they hear on a certain bill, the more they hear, you know, their constituents wanting them to say yay or nay, the more likely they're going to do that. You know, they're going to look at it. They're going to take notice to it. And then on a state level, too, you know, these are just people, and they will vote how they see it. But
that's right.
You contact them and help them to see it from a different angle. Let them know how their voters, those who put them in office, want them to vote. That holds so much weight. They want to keep those jobs, and you are their employer. So contact them. Let
the
them know.
The elections are coming up.
Yes. A lot of our state and congressional Senate and I think the House, not so much the House, but Senate, which is needs some cleanup, are coming up for election this next election.
Not
as well
as president.
As well as the president. But, you know, like I said before, you know, look into the different judges and your sheriffs and stuff. Those are all elected officials as well. And they hold the weight, too. Whether or not those laws and stuff are on the books, if they're being, you know, actually acted upon, it depends on them. So let them know. Let them know, you know, and elect the ones that have, you know, good animal background. And if you can't find out, then just email them and ask them, where do you stand on
That's
this?
Right.
Or where do you stand on that?
Exactly.
Okay. And ladies,
you can get a lot off of the websites, but you have to do your own research too.
Yeah,
educate yourself. Know it's best to know. You know, not
and each
your
one of your
congressional
leaders, I'm hooked up with both Republican, Independent, and Democrat on Facebook, on Twitter. You know, and every last one of them on a state level and on a congressional level all have their own websites, and you can learn a lot by that. Read your paper. Ask the questions. Talk to your neighbors, you know. Don't just vote willy-nilly, you know. You have to, more so than ever, I think, this election, we have to be informed.
That's right.
Exactly.
It's so important to vote.
Important.
And, you know, your voice is your vote, everyone. And we're down to 2 minutes, ladies. And I want to, you know, thank you so much, Christina Anderson, Oregon State Leader of Paws Across America Advocacy, and Jackie Starparag of the Nationwide Administrator at, you know, the Paws Across America Advocacy. I want to thank you both for another great show, and looking forward to having you back on again, okay? And keep up the great work
you're doing.
We'll plan
on it, too.
And tell and mention to Cecilia before, if you talk to me, before I do, that we did bring her up this evening, and we're you know, praying for her and everything, because that's just very serious, everyone. She fights hard for the animals. Now we're going to fight hard for her, and she's not doing good. So let's see a miracle happen. I do believe in them. So keep the faith
and
not
anyone
the fear,
who wants
everybody.
To donate a kidney, too. We could still.
Yes.
Yeah.
Backup donor.
We're
always
donor needed. In general, because her story is not the only one out there.
Yeah,
right.
We all should be considering being organ donors.
Yep, that's true.
And one thing nice about being a kidney donor is you don't have to be dead. You just have to donate a kidney, and you get moved to the top of the list. You get a matching
that's
kidney.
Right.
It doesn't have to be matching. You just have to be healthy enough to donate your kidney, and that moves you right to the top.
Yep, that's right. And so prayers to you, Cecilia, And everybody, thanks for tuning in this evening. Next week we've got Dawn Stanley. She's coming back in defense of animals. I want to welcome her back and have another great show. All these amazing guests make this show successful. All the voices for the animals. Voices do care for the animals. We just got to come together as one and get our voices out. We are stronger and better together than apart. Thank you, everyone. And I want time has run out here for all the supporters of this show. Thank you so much. You know, my mother listening tonight. Love you, Mom. And next week, 7 o'clock Eastern, listen in worldwide, everybody. Have a great and peaceful evening. May God bless and stay safe. Bye-bye,
thank
Christina.
You.
And
thank
Jack
you.
And audience out there, thank you for tuning in. Because Paul in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and abuse across the land. Good night, everyone, and may God bless.
Good night. Good night, Jackie.
Praying for you.
Good night, Christina.